And with that call to worship, we start Songs of Hope Part 2. Good morning, this is Rod Carr, and I hope you have a great morning, even though your team might have lost over the weekend, all you Geelong supporters. But Chris Whiting is there laughing away, and clearly he's got an agenda next Saturday. The weather today here in Melbourne, it's going to be 18 and a shower or two and windy, and tomorrow 16 and a shower or two. We have a program with all the usual features this morning. We have Psalm 4, an evening prayer coming up. We have Christian News Bulletin. We have the story of William Guthrie Spence. Well, who was he? He was the Australian the suburb of Spence in Canberra is named after. And the Trades Hall Council in Melbourne is named after William Guthrie Spence. You'll find out all about him. And lots more. We have lots of songs like How Can I Keep From Singing, The Same Love, This I Believe, Back to God, and lots more. But as usual, we'll start with some hymns. And the first one is from All Souls, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
I love that line, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. That was Great is Thy Faithfulness. It's an Australian recording from the album An Afternoon of Our Favourite Hymns. We now have from the album 25 hymns you love to sing, Take My Life, Let It Be.
And let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love.
Now we have our prayer psalm, and that's read by Max McLean, and it's Psalm 4, and this is an evening prayer.
Answer me when I call to you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart His faithful servant for Himself. The Lord hears when I call to Him. Tremble and do not sin. When you are on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace, I will lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Rock of ages high. is completed, Savior.
And there's no more work to do.
No work to do, oh blessed
Savior. Guide my weary spirit.
Guide my weary spirit to the
happy land beyond the blue. Hide me, oh blessed rock.
We're in the middle of our gospel segment. That was Skeeter Davis with Oh Happy Day and the Happy Goodmans, Oh Thou Blessed Rock of Ages. Now here's Pat Boone. Wonderful time up there.
Well, now everybody's going to have redemption and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother. There's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now listen, everybody, cause I'm talking to you. The Lord is the only one to carry you through. You better get ready, cause I'm telling you why. The Lord is coming from his throne on high. Going down the valley, going one by one. We're gonna be rewarded for the things we've done. How are you gonna feel about the things you'll say on that judgment day? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother. There's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Now you get your Holy Bible in the back of the book. The book of Revelations is the place you look. If you understand it, and you can if you try, the Lord is coming from his throne on high. Reading in the Bible on the things he said. He said he's coming back again to raise the dead. Are you gonna be among the chosen few, or will you make it through? Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother. There's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Well, 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 everybody's gonna have religion and glory. Everybody's gonna be singing that story. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there. Oh, glory, hallelujah, brother. There's a reckoning coming in the morning. Better get ready, cause I'm giving you the warning. Everybody's gonna have a wonderful time up there.
Christian News Bulletin. Christian Today reports that the Church of England has launched a pioneering new initiative to bring its message to a sometimes forgotten people, those who live not on land, but on the water. The Diocese of London has commissioned the construction of a church boat that will sail through East London's canal network. News from Operation Mobilisation states that mission organisations have cooperated to launch a radio station specifically designed for the Yao people of Mozambique and Malawi. Radio Lilanguka is the first and only station to broadcast in the Yao language. The station will have a broadcast range of 100 kilometres. According to the Christian Post, Will Graham will play the part of his grandfather, evangelist Billy Graham, in the film Unbroken, Path to Redemption. The movie will focus on the faith of Olympian and POW Louis Zamperini and is based on Laura Hillenbrand's book. Zamperini's life is rich in lessons for all of us, Hillenbrand said. Lessons in resilience and ingenuity, grace and humanity, forgiveness and the redemptive power of faith.
Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
Songs that sing, songs that say, songs of hope. 7 to 9 a.m. each Sunday on Southern FM 88.3.
Songs that praise.
Far off him that heals a new creation.
This is Songs of Hope, bringing you songs to praise and worship God. And that was Audrey Assad, How Can I Keep From Singing? We now have Hillsong Worship, This I Believe, and Paul Baloche, The Same Love.
You choose the humble and raise them high. You choose the weak and make them strong. You heal our brokenness inside and give us life. The same love that set the captives free. The same love that opened eyes to see is calling us all by name. You are calling us all by name. The same God that spread the heavens wide. The same God that was crucified is calling us all by name.
Father everlasting, Thee all created. Jesus, our Savior. I believe in God, our Father. I believe in Christ, the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Our judge and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in.
That was I Believe, This I Believe from Hillsong Worship, and a number of weeks ago my wife and I went to Hillsong in Baulkham Hills in Sydney and had a wonderful time. A huge auditorium, chock-a-block. It was the third service in the morning and it was just packed, 5,000 or 6,000 worshippers, and we had a wonderful time. It was a very professional, just like you see on the TV. Coming up, we've got the story of William Guthrie Spence, who was one of the founders of the union movement in Australia. But before that, we have Reba McEntire and Back to God.
Around, have you heard the sound of of mama's crying? Or do you turn away when you see the face of the innocent dying? In these darkest days, are you not this world back to God? Have you lost a love? Do you feel like giving up? Has your heart been broken? Are your kids okay? Will they come home safe? Do you lie there hoping?
Christians who have made a difference.
The man we are looking at today was an Australian and had no formal education. His mother taught him to read by reading the Bible with him. Yet he educated himself by reading the classics and studying the Bible. He became the greatest union organiser in Australian history. He played a leading role in the formation of both Australia's largest union, the Australian Workers' Union, and the Australian Labor Party. He supported the Federation of Australian States when many unionists were against federation. In 1972, the Canberra suburb of Spence was named after him. In October 2003, the Australian Workers' Union named its Melbourne headquarters in his honour. His name is William Guthrie Spence, and he was a practicing Christian. William Spence was born in 1846 in the Orkneys, Scotland. His family moved to Australia in 1853 when William was 6 years old, and they settled in Creswick, Victoria. As a youngster, he witnessed the Eureka Rebellion in nearby Ballarat. He went to work at a young age as a butcher, a farm labourer, and at age 14 as a miner in the goldfields around Ballarat. In 1874, at age 28, Spence was one of a number of militant mine workers who formed the Amalgamated Miners Association of Victoria, and he became the union's general secretary in 1882. He was a superb organiser. He led the union into mergers with similar unions in the other Australian colonies, forming the Amalgamated Miners Association of Australasia. In 1886, he became the first president of the Amalgamated Shearers Union, the ASU. By 1890, most shearers in South Australia, Victoria and New South Wales had joined the union, and 85% of the shearing sheds were open to union members only. Spence had been stunningly successful. In 1894, Spence led the amalgamation of his miners' union, his shearers' union and other rural workers into the Australian Workers' Union, the AWU. The AWU was Australia's largest and most powerful union for the next 50 years. He was the AWU's secretary from 1894 to 1898 and president from 1898 to 1917. The union continues to be a power in Australia to this day. Through some failed strikes from 1891 to 94, Spence realised that unions needed to have political traction, so he turned his attention to politics and promoted the fledgling Labour Party. But he continued his union duties with the AWU. In 1898, Spence became Member of Parliament for Cobar in the New South Wales Parliament. As Member for Cobar and head of the AWU, he was one of the most powerful men in New South Wales politics. In this role, he supported the Federation of the Australian Colonies, contending with many others in the Labour movement who opposed the move. Federation went ahead in 1901. In 1901, he was elected as a founding member to the first Australian House of Representatives. He was Member of Parliament for the Darling electorate until 1917. In 1916, Prime Minister Hughes decided to introduce conscription to maintain Australia's contribution to the Allied forces in World War I. Most of the Labour Party bitterly opposed this. The party expelled all members of Parliament who supported the conscription bill. So did the Australian Workers' Union. And Spence's role in the unions and Labour Party came to an end. He turned to farming and died in 1926 at the age of 80. Often the founders of trade unions and the Labour Party in Australia are stereotyped as atheistic socialists, but most were Methodist Christians. Spence was a prime example of these men. In his early years, Spence was secretary and Sunday school superintendent of the Creswick Presbyterian Church. Later, he was a preacher in Methodist churches. He knew the downside of alcohol, so was a teetotaler and a leader in the temperance movement. The temperance movement sought to put controls on alcohol consumption and fought for many social improvements. Spence was unsurpassed in his concern for the working people of Australia. He always maintained that he was doing what Jesus would have him do for the downtrodden of society. Christianity taught the redemption through Jesus Christ brings with it a changed life. This in turn works itself out in both personal piety and social action. He constantly argued that the labour movement must be based on the values of Jesus. He wrote in 1892 that New Unionism was simply the teachings of that greatest of all social reformers, him of Nazareth, whom all must revere. He was a superb negotiator. He was genial and calm, even under extreme pressure. He stood out as a remarkable man, trusted by all. Many of his successes were due to the high regard people had for his principles. Workers joined unions because they knew he was the leader. We salute William Spence, a Christian who made a difference for Australian workers and for Australia.
Was Kari Job, pray to God to heal our land. What a great thing to do, to pray to God to heal our land. Well, we're coming toward the end of Songs of Hope for another week. Bruce Mitchell's in the studio getting ready his mighty basketball program. And after the basketball, there will be football reports, etc., as we normally have on Southern FM. We have a website, songsofhope883.com, for this program, and up there, there's recordings of different segments of the program. There's hymns and songs, Christian songs, prayers, life stories like the one we've just heard, and The Guthrie Spence story will be up there in a day or two. There's sermons and Brian Harper's talk from this morning will be up there as well. So do tune in to all that. The weather today, it's going to be 18 and a shower or two and windy. And tomorrow, 16 and a shower or two. This is Rod Carr saying bye for now.